Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about what happens when we receive a diagnosis for either ourselves or our children that we have a terminal illness for which there is no cure. My guest this evening is Sherry Sobrato-Breeson, author of Digging Deep, a journal for young people facing health challenges. She is a survivor of terminal malignant brain tumor. She was not expected to survive her 20s, and now in her 40s, she is making her life's work to support the healing process for youth dealing with a health crisis. Not just cancer, but kids in outpatient treatment, kids in palliative care, kids in remission, kids on dialysis, and more. And she has written a wonderful book called Digging Deep, a journal for young people facing health challenges in the 27th year, a mark of her remission, and she has been told that she would not be a survivor. Although her cancer has left her with lasting side effects, she lives every day with gratitude for what cancer has done to make her lead a purposeful life with her husband and two young children. It is a pleasure to welcome Sherry Sobrato-Breeson to WDIY. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you, Eleanor.
This is a very wonderful book that you have written. How did you come to write it?
A lot of it came from my own personal experience. As you said, I'm a survivor, and I actually began writing it with my co-author, Rose Offner, to celebrate my 25th year of survivorship. Because after all those years, I definitely had been through the process of understanding my illness and my feelings around the illness in many different ways over the years. And in the throes of it, when I was first diagnosed, my family was no different than any other family facing this. Our family motto was to stay strong in the face of adversity and look on the bright side. But wasn't always that cheery, to be honest, and there were very difficult times that at the time, I wasn't able to really express my feelings. I was in coping mode. I needed to do what I needed to do to feel better, to get better, which was staying strong, so I thought. But the feelings came up many years later for me when I was faced with another health situation. And I realized at that time, the times that I really felt the most supported by my family was when my parents just told me how scared they were. And they showed me their feelings, which allowed me to share mine. So I wanted to create a tool that would allow this kind of conversation between family members or between a patient and their doctors, the opportunity to both share thoughts as well as those deep feelings, so that they could communicate better, find strength in understanding those feelings, and also provide an opportunity for that self-reflection that was so important as part of my healing experience.
Sherry,
to
were
discover
you,
those blessings after the storm.
Sherry, were you married at the time you had this diagnosis of a brain?
No, I was not. So I depended a lot on my family of origin, my brother and sister, who are close in age, as well as my parents, and having that opportunity to bring them and share with them in my experience so that they could better understand me and help me along my path.
So you were very fortunate to have a very supportive family who were able to share their feelings with you and show you their feelings. And I'm just wondering how having such a tool such as Digging Deep would have helped her when you were going through the illness, and how you do it today?
So, but yes, those times when my parents did cry with me were hugely impactful. But I have to say it didn't happen very often. And those are the times that I remember. But having a tool such as Digging Deep would have allowed many more opportunities to talk about those challenging situations where, you know, my parents wanted to talk to me about what was going on but didn't really know how to bring it up. And I was afraid to talk to them because I know it was so difficult for them, and I didn't want them to cry. And even young children have the same experience that they don't want to upset their parents. The parents don't want to upset their kids. But everybody wants to talk about it but can't get started. And Digging Deep, for me, would have helped those conversations to happen in a natural way and a fun and engaging way, because the way we've written Digging Deep is that it's filled with bright art and color and a lot of illustrations by children themselves. With very sensitive questions, and it makes talking about these very difficult situations much easier.
Well, I want to give the listening audience an idea. The book is absolutely written for people to write in. It's a journal, and if they want, they can write right in the book, and they are encouraged by wonderful artwork that surrounds the writing. And you have such questions as, we're all special. Write about your unique talents, skills, and strengths. What do you do well? And each person is just encouraged to write from their heart and to draw pictures as well. Is that accurate?
Yes. No, that's very accurate. We wanted, basically this is a tool to help with self-expression. But who likes looking at a blank white page? With difficult or challenging questions on every single page. I didn't think that would be something that would be well-received by families or by the children themselves. So we took great care in making it look like a coffee table book, or better. It's fun and engaging. The questions are everything from funny to serious. And it helps kids understand right away that having an illness is only part of who they are. Not every question in the book is about illness. It's about them. It's about their life and about their stories, which makes kids want to tell their stories.
Yes,
so
as a matter of fact,
that's how we laid it out. Pardon?
I was just looking at here. There's a page here saying, "My Stellar Self. What are your special talents? Write about your unique talents, skills, and strengths. What do you do well?" So it encourages people not only to think about their illness, but who they are and who they are as a person, what they do well, what they enjoy. It's encouraging them to be more than an illness.
Exactly, exactly. And it's from those other parts of ourselves that we draw on when we are faced with challenges. We have a question in the book called Good Energy. What do you do on those days that you have that good energy? What are the things that you enjoy? But we have a parallel question for those with illness. Often they can't enjoy the things that they were used to, at least for the time being. And we have a question about missing out. What are you missing out, and how do you feel about that? So it's balanced with very positive questions just about them, their dreams and desires, as well as, well, if you have gotten through some aspect of your illness, what are those tricks up your sleeve that you have learned that help managing those situations easier, as well as all the way to the end? If they have wisdom after the storm, so to speak, what are the blessings, and how is it that you're sharing your wisdom now with the world? So it runs the full gamut.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and this is your host, Elena Barbaro, and this evening we're talking about a wonderful book written for children as well as their parents. It's called Digging Deep, a journal for young people facing health challenges. And it's not only about survival of cancer. It is about digging deep with all kinds of illnesses that affect young people today. It could be kidney dialysis. It could be lungs. It could be asthma. Anything that they're affected with. And it is very, very helpful for children as well as parents. Although I must say, Sherry, you do caution that this, at the very beginning, that this is a journal, a private journal, and look at the journal, what do you have to do, Sherry?
Well, you have to it's important for children to know that this is a private place that they can share, be real with themselves and share any type of feeling. But it's also a place for them to capture their story, which so often they haven't had a chance to tell. And every child with illness has a very powerful story, regardless if they're just recently diagnosed or if it's something they've been dealing with for 5 or 10 years. And I have found that kids want to share their story. They might, you know, go out and write and write and write, and some stories they may not want to share right away, and other ones they may want to share with a nurse or a great aunt, but maybe not with their parents right away. But they typically want to share, and if not with an adult, with another patient going through the same thing. So it's really both. It's a personal journey where they can share their feelings, but it's also a way for them to understand their feelings and what they're going through so that they can verbalize them better, either by strictly by reading their story or by at least identify their feelings so that they can put words to them, which helps them feel, number one, less overwhelmed, but then more able to describe what's going on with them so they can tell people what they need and ask for the help that they need.
And how would having a tool such as Digging Deep, which you have written now, how would that have helped you when you were going through your illnesses, and how does it today?
Well, I think it would have helped me organize my thoughts. I did a lot of self-reflecting and writing anyway, but it's so challenging, I think, for people to come up with their own ideas about what they want to write about, and posing prompts and exercises that help kids identify what's going on for them. They can flip through the book and start absolutely anywhere and find a question that relates to them at their particular moment. And maybe there's some questions that are too challenging. And it's really up to the author of their story themselves to decide, okay, I'm ready to face this, or I want to talk about this, or this is on my heart, and let's start writing about it. Or maybe they'll just turn to the awards page and give themselves a great big award for an award that they deserve for when they've been stronger or bigger than their fear. So it really works for the child because it's not something, it's their book and it can be used any way that they find helpful by identifying those questions that are most meaningful to them. So for me, if I had had someone posing questions and allowing me to explore some of the issues that it probably took the course of many years and many life experiences between when I was diagnosed and today, it would have helped me perhaps both express what I was going through in a timely fashion, because the best time to really express feelings is when you're having them, not analyzing them many years later. So it would have helped in that aspect, as well as it would have helped me, I think, reengage sooner. I think when we're hit with a tragic, life-threatening diagnosis, it breaks through everything that we thought was true in life, and it's a very disconcerting feeling to be turned upside down, basically, and to turn oneself right side up again and to let go of that fear of, if we reengage,
with the
is this all going to, you know, come up again? Is it all going to happen again? I think that process for me was challenging. And I think if I had had that inner strength that one really gains through journal writing, it helps with clarity as well as inner strength. It would have helped me maybe move through my situation faster and come out the other side, both understanding more as well as accepting what had gone on with me and that this will be part of my new identity and moving forward from it.
Sherry, thank you. We're going to come back to Take Charge of Your Life, and we're going to talk more about Digging Deep, a journal for young people facing health challenges, when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we're talking with a very special guest, and she is the author of Digging Deep. And my guest this evening is Sherry Brisson, and we're talking about a very interesting book that she's written for young people facing health challenges, not only cancer, but any health diagnosis that leaves them restricted or worried. Sherry, can you give us an example of how you've used this book with children in various hospitals that you've been you have donated time to?
Sure. Some of the best experiences, I think, can be summarized in a couple of quotes from the kids themselves. And I'll tell you about one experience that I had. We were actually using the book at a camp for kids with cancer, a special place where they go in the summer to be feeling like regular kids and having their camping experience. And I had given the book to a young man, a 16, who had already had cancer several times in his short life. And he flipped through the book and was looking at kind of all the questions. And he just looked at me and he said, "Oh, my God, Sherry, you have given this book to the right kid." And I said, "Oh, really? Why's that?" And he said, "Because I can answer every single question in this book." And for me, what this said, if we can empower children to know that they have the answers inside and that they've gained strength and knowledge from their experience, then that's something that we've set out to do. Another example would be I was gave one of the books to a child, 11, in a dialysis clinic here at Lucille Packard Children's Hospital at Stanford. And she just looked through it, and she goes, "Wow, this is like a therapist in a book." And in a way, it's not everybody's going to have an opportunity, especially in today's world of reimbursement, where the children are often sent home to be taken care of by their families at home, and who are overwhelmed with just the medical needs, not to mention the emotional needs. And for kids, all kids could have an opportunity, if given Digging Deep, to work through some of their issues, just like the, you know, the patient told me who was 11. It's like a therapist in a book, and it's a way that they can solve their own problems, and that's very empowering for kids to realize, hey, I can take control over that which I can control, which is, you know, being able to work through and strengthen their emotional endurance
and it's
face illness.
Yes, it's and they have the ability to be private, and somebody has the questions are so alert that they really probe what each child or teenager is thinking. And it gives them the freedom to express. And I think one of the important things is at the beginning of the journal, it says, "This is my private journal. Please do not read without my permission. Thank you for honoring my request." And that also puts the student, the child, or the teenager in charge, because they can say, "I'd like to share it with your mom. I'd like to share it with your dad." It gives them permission to be in charge. And that's a very, very fine thing.
And it's so important when kids are sick, because how many things are they really in charge of? And I think it's generally known in the for those supporting kids with illness, any possible thing they can be in charge of. When you think about it, they're poked, prodded, tested upon. You know, kids very clearly say, well, they feel like a guinea pig or something like that. And that's because they've lost a lot of control. So both giving them a chance to take charge of the medical aspects of their illness that they can do gives them such a feeling of power. But what I say is also giving them 100% control over their emotional strength in dealing with illness. And I don't mean strength by, you know, just acting strong and having a stiff upper lip. I'm talking about the strength that comes from really diving deep and being authentic about how they feel.
Well, you know, you make a very interesting point here, Sherry. And here's a Here's just a page in your book, An Upside-Down World. The problem is very often when people are going through what children are going through, teenagers are going through, and parents are trying to help, is that the teenager or the child is not able to really express. They really don't know. And here you have in this book, you've really given them an opportunity to say, is this what's going on? And here's an example. And it's a wonderful page filled with beautiful illustration, and it says, an upside-down world. Sometimes life isn't fair, and things happen that we can't really understand. Have you ever wondered, why me? Describe what you feel the day, what you felt like the day you were diagnosed. What do you understand about your illness that you couldn't understand back then? Now, that gives an opportunity for a young person to say, oh, my gosh, somebody understands. I couldn't even think about it. I couldn't even think about it then.
I'm so happy that you noticed that, because we worked very carefully with each of the questions to, before we introduce the question in the exercise, to also start with a little psychological lesson, so to speak, where we normalize the experience for the child. We relate it to that lots of people are feeling this type of experience, or we explain what process, psychological process, in very kid-oriented terms, is this question addressing, so they can, in a way, internalize these positive messages for personal growth as they begin to write the question. And then we ask the question to draw out from their own experience what's going on, because so many books out there for kids facing illness are very illness-specific, or they're storybooks about a character, for example, that is having an illness experience in their life, or one that the child can relate to in that way. But this isn't about relating to a character that somebody else writes the story. This is about drawing the kid's experience out and letting them tell the story that they want to tell, which is really important, because as a child relates to a story differently, and as they begin to feel better or understand more, their story naturally changes over time. And as it changes, they are able to move on, because those feelings have been dealt with and processed adequately. The story changes, maybe becomes a happier story or one with a different ending or something like that. And it takes, their story itself takes them to a different place. You know, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
Sherry, you just mentioned something very important. The first part, the first step is for them to acknowledge that they have these feelings and that maybe these feelings do change. But in order to really come to grips, they have to understand that it's okay. Everybody has them, and they're just, they need to express them and look into themselves. And what you're doing is giving permission to young people to say, this is how I feel. Otherwise, they become very often become blocked because there's nobody to understand, nobody to talk to.
Right, or feel very isolated.
Right.
And the problem with not expressing the feelings at the time is they can come back later, maybe even in a stronger or more powerful way, with worse consequences than if they were just dealt with at the time. And feelings can also connect people. It's how people connect to one another is through the sharing of feelings and experiences and stories. And I do feel if kids are given the opportunity early on in their either diagnosis, or if it's something they're born with, they're, when they begin to understand that they're different from the other kids, it will help alleviate and prevent more problems in the future, which could be much more serious, depressions or post-traumatic stress disorder, or any number of things that could possibly come up. It's a preventive tool that's available, easy to access, completely affordable to any patient that is needing this type of supportive psychosocial care.
You know, one of the things that you just mentioned is that it's available. And what people need to know is how to, number one, how much does the book cost, and how can they get a copy of the book?
Well, the good news is our book is completely free for those families needing it. All they need to do is go onto our website in the order section of diggingdeep.org. We are a nonprofit, and we provide books to any family and child that would like a book. So that's good news. The other great way we distribute the book is to work in partnership with hospitals, children's hospitals, and children's health associations like the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society or American Cancer Society or Brain Tumor Foundation or things like that to work with us to help sponsor the books through their donors to be so that it can be free to the end users, which are the child and families. We have a nonprofit model, and we offer both discounted bulk purchase rates to nonprofits as well as ways to get sponsored books or to use donations from their donors to help sponsor books for the kids.
So this is a people need to know that this is available simply by going to your website. We'll announce that again. But the other thing that makes makes it so very this book so special, it helps young people of all ages to know they're not alone. That the people are really thinking this way. That here and here's a page. It says Medicine Time. If you are like many young people with health challenges, you take medicine, have treatments, or both, how do the medicines and treatments make you feel? How do they affect your life? Well, that's a wonderful opportunity. Who likes to take medicine? But we do it, you know, they do it. You have to do it every 3 hours, every 4 hours. And this gives young people an opportunity to express how they're really feeling. And once they do that, they go on their way to being helpful to themselves in recovery.
Right. The way we've organized the book is we talk a lot in the beginning of the book just about kind of the shock of having to deal with medical challenges and all the various aspects, like you said, the medicine taking, the what happens if there's a recurrence and all that kind of things in the beginning half of the book. But then kids transform because of their illnesses. The second part of the book is about just really getting those feelings out, whether it's anger or feelings of triumph and celebration, which we also celebrate in the book. And it moves the child through a process. So by the end of the book, they're looking at the wisdom they've gained and what they can share, both with their families as well as other people going through this. Because children with long-term illness and chronic illness are really some of the wisest kids I have ever met, which is the reason I was motivated to write this book, so that they could find that strength that they have from within and the wisdom that they have from within, both to help themselves as well as to help others.
I want to thank you so much, Sherry Sobrato-Breeson, survivor of a terminal diagnosis of a brain tumor in which she was given no hope for making it to her 40s. Thank you for celebrating your 25th year of survival with this meaningful book, Digging Deep, a journal for young people facing health challenges, for providing them with a way to take charge of their lives by facing their emotions that they are experiencing and expressing in a private way in their own journal, Digging Deep. Your own life is an inspiration, and as you put it in your own words, cancer has given me the freedom to choose life the way I want to live it.
Don't forget to visit diggingdeep.org for any of those listeners who would like more information about our whole project, the philosophy behind it, as well as direct ordering information for both families wanting to request the book and hospitals and organizations that would like to become our partners.
Give the website again.
diggingdeep.org.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.